another edition of the infrequent and irregular Mud Lake Bulletin. Good day. My name is Robert Chimick, and I am pleased to bring you another edition of the infrequent and irregular Mud Lake Bulletin. This bulletin comes to you whenever it comes from the shores of Mud Lake in the south central part of the beautiful White Earth Indian Reservation. Today we're going to resume our conversation just for a little bit more about the sugar bush, the tapping of the maple tree, the gathering of the sap. You know, as I mentioned in a previous program, there's a time of the year that comes with the crusting of the snow. Our old timers in our native Ojibwe language call it Onabenegesis, the moon of the crusted snow. Many years, temperatures start warming up, the snow starts crusting in early to mid-March. Seems like this year, Babunicade has been more generous with us, has extended our winter season a little bit, so the snow didn't actually start crusting around Mud Lake till about the last week of March. So we're in that phase now, what the old timers called Onabenegesis. And this is the time too, you know, when the temps start warming and cooling at night, and you know, people get antsy and want to get out and start that maple sugar harvest. So, of course, you know, with as much snow as we've got in the woods this year, it's very useful to get out there in the early mornings and run around on top of that frozen crust and do your tapping while that crust is still good and hard, because once the daytime temperatures warm up enough, you start falling through, and there's still enough snow in the woods right now where, you know, on me, and I'm tall, you know, if I go all the way down to the ground, it's about mid-thigh on me. So that's all happening. As previously was suggested, our old-timers, they called a maple tree an Inatik. Its literal translation, that means the Anishinaabe, or the Indian tree of mankind. And you know, we went through some discussion about that previously in terms of the Anishinaabe New Year and, you know, the coming of the birds and the skunks and the raccoons and the porcupines and all the other little critters that have been sleeping throughout the winter start coming out. Myself, I just started seeing raccoons by the road here in the last few days. The first one I seen looked like he was just freshly out of bed. Reminded me somewhat of some of the people I know when they first get up in the mornings, looking pretty rough. Seen a couple more a few hours later, and actually they looked like they were in pretty good shape. They were alert, they were running around, they were busy doing their raccoon stuff. So, you know, those early indicators are coming out. Now, I haven't heard this yet, but others have said that, you know, they're starting to smell some skunks here and there as they're driving around. So apparently Zhigog, our relative Zhigog, is starting to wake up as well. You know, back in a previous time, this was also the time of year where many families broke their winter camp and went into their sugar camps, their sugar bush camps, to make maple sugar. This time of the year, when we get into the moon that we call Iskigamizigegesis, the moon of the boiling sap, you know, this is the time of year that, you know, not only did Indians celebrate the coming of another new year and the survival of winter and, you know, celebrating all the new life that was coming forward, but it was also a time when families who may be scattered in various winter camps over a fairly large area would come back together and reunite and begin the first important harvest of the year. So in that way, too, it was important and still continues to be so. As I move around the area during the sugar harvest and, you know, go from camp to camp to camp. It's good to see everybody getting back together. Everybody's smiling. The temperatures are warm. The sun is shining. The sap is running. And maple syrup, maple candy, maple sugar is being made. But it's also a time of the year that once this harvest starts, there's much more to come behind it. Those of you who go out and harvest the wild foods know very well that getting towards the end of Iskigamizigegesis, that moon of the boiling sap, is a time when, you know, many of the wild leeks start springing out. And it's not too far behind them, we start seeing the morel mushrooms start coming out. And it's not too far behind them when we get a lot of the spring greens, you know, the fiddleheads and many, many other different types of foliage that's available out there. And what some call Gitigan, the creator's garden. So with the coming of the moon of the boiling sap, which here at Mud Lake and in the surrounding environs of the White Earth Indian Reservation should be any time now. Not only comes a time of people getting back together, families getting back together, friends getting back together, but also the planning for much of the harvest that is yet to come. So with that thought, I'm going to sign off for today. And for those of you who participate in the maple syrup harvest, have a good year, and we will talk afterwards. Miigwech, Niibawa.